Matthew Amisalri died 2 weeks ago. It's not likely you know that name. Matthew was 18 years old. He lived in Providence, Rhode Island. He sold drugs for most of his teenage years when he wasn't locked up. His story is not unique, yet it's a story listeners may remember. At the age of 16, Matthew was given a tape recorder to document his life behind bars. It was for the series Prison Diaries that aired on this program last year. Now, independent producer Joe Richman has this remembrance.
The first time Matthew Amisalri was locked up, he was 13. He was 16 when I first met him, serving his third sentence for dealing drugs. By then, he had spent more than half his teenage years incarcerated at a juvenile facility called the Rhode Island Training School. Matt and the other kids called it the Ritz. I gave Matt a tape recorder while he was locked up, and he had it for almost a year, recording the sounds and scenes and small moments of his day-to-day life.
Yeah, this is room 58. This is my room. I'm just turning my knob, open the window up. From right here, I can see a couple of billboards. And I could see the highway. When I first came in here, I was like 5'5". I couldn't look out these windows. Now I'm 6'4". And now it's different. Let's
go. Matt stood out at the training school, not just because he was a foot taller than the other boys. He was also smarter and funnier than most everyone there. And he was very confident, probably too confident. Matt didn't think he needed to follow any script of rehabilitation. He didn't talk about wanting to change, turn things around, do the right thing. Matt told everyone who asked that when he got out, he was going to sell drugs again. The only difference is, this time, he would be an even better drug dealer. Matthew had been recording for about 6 months when three things happened. He was released early, he went back to the old neighborhood, and 2 weeks later, he was arrested again. Back for the fourth time, Matt's recording sounded different somehow. He was fed up with spending his life behind bars.
This is Matt. I'm back in the Rhode Island Training School. Felt great to be out. It's a waste of my life, like wasting it in this joint when I can be out doing things. And just living life the way everybody else does. Working, coming home, probably my own little business. Like a little store, selling annihilators and sunflower seeds, and Pampers and fucking milk and eggs and cheese. See myself running it, owning it. Why not, right?
You always want to think that there will be a happy ending. The staff and the social workers at the training school liked Matthew. They played chess with him, they watched him grow up, and they had hundreds of conversations with Matt over the years, trying to convince him to use his talents for something other than selling drugs. But it didn't do any good. Matthew was charismatic, intelligent, good-looking, and athletic. But in the end, what happened seemed inevitable. When he was released this past October, Matthew was 18, which meant if he was arrested again, he'd go to adult prison. Matt had spent his last three birthdays behind bars, and he was looking forward to finally celebrating one at home. Instead, a rival drug dealer, a 16-year-old kid, shot him first. Matthew was killed the day before his birthday. He would have been 19.
Yeah, this is Matt. Asleep, probably like going on 10. Lights just went out. Crawling under my blanket. All right, I'll see what I'm wanting.